This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Where's your money and how much will you get? Washington's still deciding whether most Americans will get $600 COVID relief checks or $2,000 checks, as President Trump suddenly demanded. The House overwhelmingly voted last night for the $2,000. Now it's up to the Senate. Our Ed Donahue has a key House Republicans' take on all of this.
Allies of the president have opposed more spending. Texas Republican Kevin Brady says the money can't be put to good use.
At this point in the recovery, the fact is, it's hard to stimulate a Main Street that's locked down by local politicians. This won't help local restaurants get their workers permanently back.
The outcome of the bill is uncertain in the GOP-led Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The House also voted overwhelmingly to override President Trump's veto of a defense bill that would give U.S. troops a 3% pay raise. The president says the bill doesn't do anything to limit social media companies that were biased against him during his failed reelection campaign. The Senate's expected to have the final say on whether to override the president's veto when it votes in the next day or so. California's been hit so hard by the coronavirus, it's setting up hospital beds in tents, schools, and arenas. Governor Gavin Newsom.
Look at L.A. County alone, 12,000 to 15,000 cases a day just in the last few weeks. It's obviously having a big impact, taking a big toll on our hospitals, not only in terms of hospitals proper, but obviously ICU and the impact in terms of the acute care, as well as just general emergency care.
Today, California is expected to extend strict stay-at-home orders in areas where hospital ICUs are running out of beds. The Nashville Christmas Day bomber gave away his car a few days before the explosion that killed him. This is AP News. There's a recall of some ceiling fans sold at Home Depot.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning. It's the Hampton Bay Mara indoor and outdoor ceiling fans that were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and online. They cost about $150. CPSC says there were 47 reports of the blades falling off, 2 incidents of people being hit by them, and 4 reports of the blades causing property damage. I'm Shelley Adler.
Shoppers are expected to return twice as many items to stores as they did during the holidays last year. That's according to a software company that manages online returns. On average, people return 25% of items they buy online, compared with 8% of what they buy in stores. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.